Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Loud of Rain 333. Thank you so much for coming and listening to the things that the Lord has been showing me through words and dreams, messages, warnings. And today I do have a Rhema word, a very urgent, short Rhema word that the Lord gave me on the 13th of December, 2023. So most of you already know that there is a new movie out on Netflix that is the latest doom and gloom movie. And it has just about everything you can think about that is happening simultaneously. A conversion, there's cyber attacks, blackouts, sonic weapons, disease, war with nukes, and an upcoming civil war, all wrapped up into one movie. This is probably one of the greatest predictive programming that I have ever seen or heard about. And after I watched it that evening, I heard a very strong Rhema word from the Lord as the Holy Spirit came upon me with such great urgency. And it was a knowing about how Satan has such horrific plans for America. And I felt such sorrow in my spirit when this word came. It wasn't just the words. It was a complete package, a download from the Holy Spirit. And this is what I heard. I heard, the enemy has shown his hand by revealing his plans. Now pray against it. I'm going to say it again. The enemy has shown his hand by revealing his plans. Now pray against it. Now we have often seen predictive programming in things like commercials and TV shows and movies. And those who have the power and authority, the powers that be, they actually will leak out what is coming or what they think is coming in the future, not necessarily to warn, but to uphold their code that says that they have a duty somehow to reveal their plans in part before carrying them out. Now, if this is true, and they put this movie out there, then I believe that we have, as believers in Christ, a golden opportunity because the enemy has shown us the plans that are to be coming. Especially, we have a golden opportunity as warriors, prayer warriors, and intercessors in the Spirit to be praying against any wicked and evil plans that want to come against our family, our friends, our fellow believers, the body of Christ in our country. Then the Lord reminded me, after I got that word, the Lord reminded me of something. He reminded me how I had read about the Berlin Wall that had been taken down after a time of serious intercession prayer that had occurred a few weeks before the wall came down. I have, if you haven't already heard about this, I have some articles that you can read that explain this fuller, but it's a very important concept about intercessory prayer that it can literally move the mountains. It actually broke down the Berlin Wall. Please go check those articles out if you're interested. I will have them down below in the description box, along with a copy of the transcript of this video that I am doing. So we can see through what happened with the Berlin Wall coming down after intensive intercessory prayer. We can see that miracles can and do happen through the power of collective prayer by those who are petitioning the Lord in the realm of justice, truth, and righteousness. So in 1989, like I said, the Berlin Wall came down, and that's when the Cold War was over. The Lord used his people to break down the barriers of communism through intercessory prayer. However, today, it seems like no one is willing or able to stand in the gap as we see the decline of America as well as the Western world. In Ezekiel 22:30-31, it speaks about how the Lord is looking for His people to stand in the gap before judgment, complete judgment, falls on the land. And back then, there was no one. Here's what it says. It says, I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. So I will pour out my wrath on them and consume them with my fiery anger, bringing down on their heads all they have done, declares the Lord. This is a very sad state of affairs back then, as it is now. The Lord was looking for people to be praying for their land and for the evil and the sin that had come upon it, but there was no one to stand in the gap. We are seeing the same scenario playing out today. Judgment is already upon America because the church has let her guard down. She has not been doing her job, and she has let the salt, the church is the salt, in society start decaying. Let me explain that a little bit more. The church is the salt of the world. But when the salt is no longer salty, then we start seeing society decaying because the church is not doing its job. You know, it says in the last days that there would be a lukewarm church that does not see her true condition because they have become lazy and self-sufficient in themselves and instead of depending on the Lord. However, in God's eyes, this lukewarm church has become wretched, pitiful, poor, and blind. Basically, they are ineffective for advancing the kingdom of God. It says in Revelation 3:17, this is what the lukewarm church says. It says, I am rich. I have acquired wealth. I do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are actually wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. That's the condition of the church today. It is this lukewarmness that is leading to an apostasy that we're seeing all over the world for the true followers of Christ. Instead, now there has become a counterfeit Christianity that has no power from the Lord. The power of God is not there. And this apostasy is the door that is going to allow the Antichrist to come in and to be revealed. And you can read about that in 2 Thessalonians 2:3. For those of us who are awake, it is hard to see the church so asleep and so blinded and in spiritual comatose. Unfortunately, they do not see the urgency of crying out to God for their family and their nation. So where are the true spiritual leaders that should be calling for urgent prayer and fasting during this time? And I would call this the lull before the storm of what's coming. I don't know where they are, brothers and sisters, but I pray that the Lord would raise up these intercessory prayer leaders right now. The good news is that we have, that the Lord has shown me that He has for Himself a remnant of believers. There is still a remnant of believers who are still true to the real Jesus, to the Lord, and they walk in His ways and they are obedient to His word. These are the ones I believe that He is calling now to come forward and to take their stand as intercessors and to stand in the gap. He is calling us to be these true intercessors now, not tomorrow. Derek Prince is one of my favorite authors. He was a great man of God. I have almost every one of his books. I consider him my spiritual father, even though he has passed away. He was an amazing teaching people about spiritual warfare and about what's going on in the spiritual realm and in the demonic realm. And I've learned so much from him. And so I went and looked up what he said about what an intercessor is. And he had an article that I found that I will have in the link below. And it explains about an intercessor. And he also said how Jesus was an intercessor, as well as Moses and Abraham. And I just want to read a quick paragraph from this article called Standing in the Gap. He first lists this scripture, 1 Timothy 2:1, that says this: "Therefore I exalt first all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks be made for all men." I'll say that again. "Therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks be made for all men." And then this is what he wrote. He said, "Paul tells us that the first priority of a Christian assembly is prayer. He mentions various forms of prayer, of which one is intercession. To intercede means literally to come in between. The intercessor is one who comes in between God and those who deserve his just wrath and punishment. The intercessor lifts his hands up to God and says, 'God, God, these people deserve your judgment. You have every right to smite them. But if you smite them, you will have to smite me first, because I'm standing in between you and them.'" In the Old Testament, we find various accounts of cities and nations that were spared judgment through the ministry of an intercessor. That was the end of the quote from Derek Prince. So he's actually saying in this that there is a ministry of intercessory. And I would call God's people to that right now. I believe that the word I received is a call for these intercessors to come forward in prayer like never before. It is a call for us to humble ourselves and seek the Lord and pray like it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. It is a hope that has been given to all believers in Christ that there is power in prayer, especially when it's done in unison. When we do this, the Lord will come and he will raise up a standard against the flood of evil that Satan has sent against us. And it says that in Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will come against him. Hallelujah. So for those of us who are awake in the Lord, let us learn how to access this power of intercession to the fullest. If we pray effectively, specifically, and collectively against the evil plans of Satan and the wicked, we are going to see such incredible results. Like what happened to the Berlin Wall, and even what happened to the walls of Jericho when they marched around it as they blew their trumpets. So let us destroy now the works of the devil by marching in the Spirit, blowing our trumpets. Let's be praying and proclaiming that there is victory over the enemy through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.